It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Welcome to a Motivational Monday. It's August 23rd. This is Speak Out 2.0 live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm Larry Tuneforce, your host. We're here Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 each day. And we follow Dennis Prager. And then coming up next is Paul Lavoie from Lake Havasu City with Speak Out. And let me give you just a little bit of weather on our Colorado River Valley here. It's going to be windy all week long, 10 to 20 miles an hour every day. And it's stair steps. Today's 106, tomorrow's 108, Wednesday's 111, Thursday's 112, Friday's 113. But Saturday drops back down to 112. So 10 to 20 mile an hour winds, like I said, all week. If you happen to see some homeless people out there, there are some cooling places over here in Laughlin, the American Legion and the Colorado River Food Bank in Bullhead City, Salvation Army, the Sunlink Center, and the Center for Help and Hope, and in Kingman Centennial Park and Lewis Kingman Park. So just a few of the cooling stations where they can homeless people can cool off and maybe get a bottle of water, which, as you can imagine, they need it when they're out there and it's way up over 100. And you know, on Mondays I'm playing just a whole band for all the music, and so today I picked Wings. So, no, it's not a Fab Four Friday. It is one of the Fab Four, but it's going to be the band Wings today. So, let me give you a little bit of sports information for you tonight at 4:05. The Diamondbacks take on the Pittsburgh Pirates. You can enjoy that game on our sister station, KNTR Sports, 94.3 or 100.5, depending upon where you live. Speak Out each and every day is brought to you by TWN Communications, partnering with MEC to bring us fiber-based internet. Yay! Fiber-based technology ensures you have access to faster internet speeds, keeping your home and your business connected. Pre-register, and by the way, when you pre-register, it doesn't cost you anything. You're not committing to anything. You didn't sign on a dotted line. You're just saying, send me more information. Pre-register today at MojaveElectric.com/broadband or call 888-227-2095. Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training. Visitors and locals take their pets there for a day, week, or longer. Vacations are no longer a problem. Dog training is available, one-on-one or group classes, and now they have protection dog training available. Pets love it at Risen Star. Call 754-3006 or stop by the end of Air Park at the airport. Mojave Mortgage. Yeah, this is the guy with all the money. If you're looking for some money, and you need a vacation home or an investment home, maybe you want a BRB, or maybe you want to add on to your house or build a grandma house in the backyard or refi or put a pool in the yard, you know, something. You need some big bucks. You need to know Chad Hansen, all right? Pick up the phone and call 288-2691. He's the guy with the integrity. He's the guy that takes care of first home buyers. You know, he sits down with you and goes over all the paperwork, takes his time. Books, you know, turns his cell phone off, takes his time with you and shows you all the forms. And he's the Lake Havasu City Business of the Year. So he knows what he's doing. He's got that vault underneath his desk, about the size of Dot Foods, maybe just a little bit bigger, except no food on the shelves. He's got money on all the shelves. You walk in, you need a loan for $300,000. He disappears, goes down into the vault, comes back up with $300,000 on a silver platter and hands it to you. It's that simple. Well, almost. Give him a call, 288-2691. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery, they're fully open and ready to fill your belly with your favorite meals, entrees, and desserts. Ah, so good. Enjoy a delicious hot breakfast. Enjoy a super lunch or a mouth-watering dinner, and breakfast, lunch, and dinner served all day. Then, as you leave, you got to walk by that case there with all the baked goods in there, you know, the muffins and the pies and the cookies, and take one home. And you can even take home a pie if you want for only $9.99. Yes. Let's check out Perkins today in Bullhead City. Now into the studio, and we have... No sheriff today. Doug Schuster, what was his excuse? Hold on. There we go. What was his excuse?
I'm not sure what his excuse was. I was just told to be here today.
Oh, okay. So we have Lieutenant John Salvino, who is District 2 Commander.
Now the River District.
It's called River District.
Right.
Now it has a name instead of a number.
It does, because it now encompasses the former District 2 and 3, which is the Lake Havasu area and Mojave Valley area, as one.
So now you're handling two districts.
I am.
For the pay of one.
Yes.
Did you say, okay, now that I'm a lieutenant over two districts, I should get twice the pay?
I like that. We'll get that.
Okay, so Doug, if you're listening, when John leaves, would you give him a call and bump his pay a little bit?
Thanks.
Don't we wish it was that easy, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So, but speaking of pay, every year, and he did this 10-year plan like 4.5 years ago now, of what he, how to get the sheriff's office through everything in the next 10 years, get it up to where it belongs, because as Doug has mentioned several times, there were more deputies when he was on the street than there are today.
Right.
And we have twice as many calls, twice as many people here. And too many times your guys are going, and you as the supervisor, they're going from call to call to call.
Right.
And so there's not that patrol time to cruise through a neighborhood or stop and say hi to kids playing basketball in the street, you know, or you don't have that. But you're getting six new positions in this budget year, right?
Right. So Sheriff Schuster put together a terrific 10-year plan because there's so much that was needed in terms of internal infrastructure with added personnel and whatnot that you had to be somewhat structured and organized to get what we needed to get approved by the board. And I think he laid it out pretty well. This year we did get approved for six additional positions for the county. We're not there yet, but we're making steps in the right direction. It definitely helps. And what you mentioned is absolutely correct. We're getting more calls for service, and we pretty much respond to all calls for service. So like some other agencies in like bigger areas, they kind of pick and choose what they'll go to or what they'll respond to, like, you know, in terms of accidents or collisions or whatnot. Any type of call for service that comes into our agency, we respond to or we handle.
Yeah, some agencies on a cold burglary or something that happened over the last week while you were on vacation, they'll say, come in the station, fill out a report.
Right, or they even offer, you know, on some of these larger agencies also allow you to fill out your own report online.
Oh, okay.
You know, but for us, we do respond to each and every call that we take, and that does sometimes become troublesome for us because we do want to go out and be proactive. We do want to do routine patrols and have our presence known, you know, do traffic enforcement when there's complaints. But sometimes we're tied up on so many calls that we will want to do a very thorough investigation on someone's burglary or theft. But if we have to break and maybe not give as much time to that particular call because we're responding to an in-progress call.
Right.
Or we're assisting something else. So if we have those additional people, they can respond to these calls, they can do better investigations, and we can service our community a lot better. So.
And I believe you now have a detective assigned to the Valley Station, correct?
We do. So we have a detective supervisor and a detective that primarily are assigned to the River District area. So they do handle calls for further investigation in the Fort Mojave, Mojave Valley area, and Lake Havasu area.
Right. So, and they're the ones that really want your deputies to do as thorough a job as they can when they're there, so that it helps the detective to say, you know, what steps they need to go to next.
Right.
And what calls do they need to follow up on and see if there is a pattern of burglary somewhere that they, you know, that a detective is going to look at because he can see two from Deputy A and two from Deputy B, but they're all in a six-block area over 2 or 3 days, then he can might be able to identify that, oh, we have a problem here, you know, and hopefully, you know, pass that on to everybody.
And what works out really good for us is because that detective is now assigned to our particular station, you know, patrol and the detectives can work hand in hand. It's not, we're not communicating via email, so we can go down to his office, but like, hey, we're seeing a rash of car burglaries or criminal damages in a particular area, and we can provide them with that information, and we can assist in both directions. If they need follow-up from us to do whatever they need on the street, we can do that, or we can also supplement them and assist them with further investigating it.
Yeah, fantastic, because for a long time you didn't have detectives down here.
No, you know,
yeah.
our headquarters is based out of Kingman, and so that's where the majority of our specialty divisions are working out of. So to get, as our area down here, especially down here, is growing, there is a need to have a detective assigned down here, and there's also a need to get add more to just having that one and the
right.
supervisor. So.
And I think that with these six, I think Doug might have said that you're going to get an extra detective when these six all get on.
I believe that's the plan. Once we hire on some more people, we're going to take care of patrol, we're going to take care of detectives, and we're going to assign some more personnel, allocate them to where they need to be.
And then they got to add vehicles and everything else. So it's not just six bodies.
There's a lot more. So when you budget for some of these things, it's, you're not only getting the six positions, you're getting their salaries and their benefits and the vehicles and everything else that go along with that as well. So it is a big expenditure, but it's something that's been well needed for so many years. You know, the Sheriff Schuster's made it known that when he started so many years ago, the amount of calls for service and the amount of people who lived in our area, we've grown so far in our staffing's pretty much remained consistent for so many years. You just can't provide the same level of service that you could with the amount of people you have.
Well, and the other thing is that when a deputy is going, or a police officer, and they're going from call to call to call to call to call for 10 hours or 12 hours or whatever their shift is, that's exhausting.
Absolutely.
You know, you need time to sit and be able to say, I'm going to work traffic on this street for half an hour and sit in my car and breathe, you know, and sets his radar up and he works traffic. But you need that little bit of downtime in between, because when you're going from call to call to call to call, number one, you might make a mistake somewhere because you're so frantic going to call to call to call. And number two, you're exhausted. You can't do that. You know,
you're right, and especially this time of year when we're experiencing temperatures, you know, 110, 115, 20 degrees.
Yeah.
You know, just that alone, there's that extra element that that affects you. So not only are you having to deal with the extreme temperatures, you might be on a collision that occurred in the middle of the day, and it's 120 degrees.
Yeah.
And you're on the roadway for, you know, an hour or more, and then you get dispatched to a priority car where you have to leave that and go somewhere else. You're taking a lot of notes, and the heat, everything gets you, and it's, you need that opportunity to take to, you know, relax, calm down a little bit, and get that report writing done. That's the majority of our role too, is a lot of report writing.
Right.
So, you know, some people think, you know, we're just sitting on the side of the road, just parking and taking a break.
He's typing.
We're typing. We have these computers in our car that we've been fortunate enough to have that we're able to pretty much. Our vehicle is our mobile office.
Right.
So we're able to write reports and do everything. So we don't need to drive all the way back to our station to do that. They can find a nice place to park, maybe a shaded area, write their reports. And if a call comes up, they can just respond from right there instead of going back to the office, which helps a lot.
Yeah. And so they're living in their car for, what are their shifts, 12 hours? 10, 12?
Between 10 and 12. And it all depends. If we have a critical incident that occurs, their time can extend from there, but it is a long time, and you know the cars are assigned to them, and that's their office, so they take a lot of pride in keeping their cars clean and organized and having all their equipment that they need to make it through that day, you know, including their lunch and the water. And we carry a lot of water, you know, bottles of water that
that
are cold, just to have, because we respond to some of these incidents, especially lately too. Our search and rescue division has been extremely busy with stranded motorists and whatnot. And you know, what we like to tell them is, if you're going to go out there, be somewhat prepared. You want to make sure you have your supplies needed, including water. Maybe tell someone where you're going to be going in the general area, because,
and take more than one bottle of water.
Absolutely, because it's going to go by pretty quick. And we tell these people, be prepared and maybe have a vehicle that's worthy. If you're going to go off-roading, and there's a lot of places to explore out here, be somewhat cognizant of what your vehicle's capable of doing and not. I've been involved in some people becoming stranded and stuck because they believe that their vehicle's an off-roader because it's all-wheel drive. Well, it's all-wheel drive maybe if it rains out. It's not designed to go rock crawling or hardcore off-roading like in some of our area over here. And they've got themselves stuck, and then they don't know where they're at. Or they've been out there for such a prolonged period of time, it becomes an issue. So.
Exactly. Hey, if you have a question, give us a call, 702-298-1063. The lieutenant will do his best to answer your questions. And we're going to be here all the way up until 11 o'clock. And then Paul Lavoie stopping by. And he's going to have Buster Johnson, our Mojave County supervisor, who is also the chair of the supervisor. Stick around.
When you need an electrician, you want experience, you want quality work, and you want a fair price. Those are the same qualities at Walker Service Electric. Keith Walker takes pride in his team, their quality work, and the final price. He has for 27 years serving all of Mojave County, residential, commercial, industrial, repairs, upgrades, or new construction. Call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444. Put the number in your cell. You never know. 928-718-9444.
Summer is a great time to slip on your sandals and show off your toes, but first, some of you may need help with your feet. Hello, I'm Dr. Thomas Hook, your podiatrist at Western Arizona Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. I can help with your foot or ankle issues, including ingrown and fungal nail care, wart removal, heel pain, hammer toes, and bunions. Again, I'm Dr. Hook. Make an appointment today, and let's get you back in your sandals. 928-444-1491.
Is the air in your home or office circulating perfectly and always at the right temperature? No? Call 758-2400. Jeff Wilson at Arizona Comfort Solutions is just that, your solution to a comfortable atmosphere at home or at work. When was the last time your system was serviced by a professional? Not just a new filter, serviced to last you until summer. Jeff and his team are prepared and trained to service any residential or commercial heating and air conditioning system. Service contracts for twice a year are available. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 758-2400.
Meet Susan. She's a wife, mom, and friend with a long day ahead of her. Susan's drinking a caramel macchiato, unaware that her car is about to go kablooey. ATCO Auto Repair is the friend that picks you up when your car decides to leave you stranded. With over 80 years of experience, ATCO Auto has seen it all and handles it all with the fairest rates in town. Don't hesitate to get your car checked up, or you might end up like Susan. Call ATCO Auto Repair in Bullhead City, 928-444-1155.
Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery is fully open and ready to fill your belly with your favorite meals, entrees, and desserts. From the kitchen, enjoy a delicious hot breakfast, an awesome lunch with sandwiches, burgers, salads, and more. Then the mouth-watering dinners. Make your summer complete and yummy. All delicious, fresh Perkins pies from the bakery start at $9.99 all July. Banana cream, chocolate French silk, cherry, strawberry, or caramel apple. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City.
Every day she takes a morning bath, she wets her hair, wraps a towel around her as she's heading for the bedroom.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from our Laughlin Mall studio, brought to you by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, serving Bullhead City, Fort Mojave, and Laughlin over here. And with clean, sanitized facilities, they have the Laughlin Walk-In in the Laughlin Mall right here, and then the Mojave Clinic on Highway 95 by Target. They have the Imaging Center at Hancock and Train, the Outpatient Rehabilitation Center at Silver Creek and Gold Rush, and over on the Parkway, WarmC has a wound care, sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, and podiatrists and family doctors. There, look at that. And, of course, the hospital up on Silver Creek Road. If you don't feel well or you need to talk to any of those buildings, you call one number, 763-2273. Claudia answers the phone, and she'll get you right off to someone that can help you. Farm Bureau Financial Services, do you often feel that you're paying too much for insurance? Well, so why not sit down with a professional, show them your policies, and say, how can you save me some money? Because that's what they do. Greg and Stephanie, you can lay out your home insurance, your auto insurance, your car insurance, your commercial insurance, life insurance. They look at all of them and they go, well, let's put this together with that and that over here, and maybe you don't need this much on this and that, and you can save 40-50 bucks a month. Yeah, it's that simple. So if you like to save money, call 763-8464. Sit down with Greg or Stephanie. One of them are going to answer the phone probably, and they'll take good care of you at Farm Bureau Financial Services. Spot On. Yes, processing credit cards has never been easier. Spot On is locally operated, has a local representative available to help set you up, and there's no hidden processing fees. No long-term contracts. Month-to-month is available, and funding is the next day. Spot On also integrates Google and Apple Pay. Spot On services Kingman, Laughlin, Bullhead City, Lake Havasu, and Needles. Call Thane O'Brien at 928-706-2784. ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair. Transmission services start at $99 for most vehicles. You change your oil on a regular basis, but when's the last time you thought about that transmission oil? Huh? Yeah. needs to be changed every 40,000 miles, you know. So think about that. Hey, speaking of oil change, you get a free oil change with a tune-up, and now's a great time to have that air conditioning service for only $19.99 plus Freon. Call ATCO at 444-1244 or stop by. They're on the hill on Alta Vista right behind Hobby Lobby, and we're in the studio. Once again, if you have a call, a question, give us a call, 702-298-1063. The phone does work. You can call in. You don't even have to identify yourself if you don't want to, if you want to be, secretive. Hey, Lieutenant, what about this? You know, the public does have often a misconception of law enforcement. I know in Bullhead City, there's a gentleman who created a Facebook page called No More Rivers on something, and I'm paraphrasing, No More Deaths on the River or something. And a lot of people were in that group complaining about law enforcement. Yeah, I don't see the boat officers enough, and they're not writing tickets, and they're not taking people to jail. And well, if you're standing in one position on the shoreline looking for a deputy or a police officer, you might be there a while because they could be a mile up from you writing some tickets or doing something, and you don't see them, so right away you assume they're not out there.
Right.
And so sometimes do you think the public really don't understand the role of law enforcement?
It's hard to say. You know, you hear some people always wish that there's a cop around when someone cut them off, or I wish there was a cop here.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the thing is, you know, we just talked about we're short some personnel, and we're not doing some of those proactive things that we want to do. And I think that it's affecting a lot of our agencies in the same manner. And we do have personnel, you know, like we do also patrol like the waterway and the lake and whatnot, and we're out there. But you're right. If you're sitting in one spot, you might not see him, and he could be half a mile down or just around the corner, and he's on a call for service or he's on a traffic stop. We're constantly doing stuff, and our productivity it shows by the crime going down. I know Sheriff Schuster has said this a lot, but like our burglaries and our property crimes have gone down since he's taken office. So we're out there, we're doing things, and we're going after the bad guy, and we're being proactive as we can with our free time we have to go after wanted subjects or to do follow-up on investigations or whatever else we have going on. But I think there might be some disconnect as to what might be perceived as on television to how it is in real world and what they expect and how many of us are actually out there and what we're doing on a daily basis.
Yeah, you know, I had the sergeant on, not me, but Sheriff Schuster had the sergeant on last month from the Water Patrol in Havasu. And one of the things that he mentioned was that often people think that they're not doing their job. They'll start to write somebody a ticket for something that they've seen, and maybe three-quarters of the way through that ticket, they get a call for service where it's an immediate type thing. And they say to that individual, you just got lucky, and they take off and go to that call for service.
Right.
So they might not write as many tickets as people would like to think they should. Because number one, you know, they've only got two eyes. You know, you can't see everything. I've seen vehicles speeding down the roadway, and here's a deputy or a police officer coming in the opposite direction. And I'm thinking, did he not see that guy? Well, maybe he didn't. You know, he's in front of me, so I see him.
Right.
If he's coming the opposite way, maybe that guy looked over his screen for a minute. You know, or you know, they only have two eyes and they only have 2 feet,
right,
just like everybody else. They're not supermen.
Right. You know, we're on the street. We're driving around. Our head's on a swivel to look for, you know, violators. We're also looking for, you know, officer safety reasons. We want to see what's going on. And that might be the thing is there could be someone doing a maybe slightly going over the speed limit or maybe doing an unsafe lane change. But if we're there and we can't address that at that time because we are going to a call for service.
Exactly.
And that call for service may be something that's priority. So if it's an in-progress call like a domestic disturbance,
right,
you know, that takes priority over some traffic offense. Now, if we're going to a delayed property crime,
yeah,
and there's a traffic offense that occurs in front of us, we can probably divert from that to make a quick stop because it's a safety issue with the motoring public. But again, you know, you don't know what we're responding to. It's not what we're ignoring it or we don't want to address it. It's we probably already have something that we're going en route to at that time.
Right. Do you do ride-alongs? Can the public come in and ride along with the sheriff, with one of the deputies?
We do offer ride-along. It just, you know, with the whole COVID thing, we kind of put that
on hold
for a little bit. But we do offer a ride-along program where if there's interest – They can submit a request to ride along with us, and once they do a basic background check with us, everything checks out, we can assign them to ride with one of our deputies.
Okay. So who do they contact if they're interested in that?
They can contact one of our office assistants, either at our substation in Lake Havasu or
Mojave
Valley, or even if they're in the Kingman area, it would be up in the Kingman main office. They can even walk in the station and request a ride-along, and they can fill out the form.
Because when someone goes out and rides with a deputy, they get a different view from the passenger seat than they do standing on a street corner or, you know, quarterbacking on a Monday morning from the TV set.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I've had ride-alongs with me in the past, and even before I got into law enforcement, you know, you think it's one way, and then once you get in the passenger seat and you see what you're actually responding to and the things you deal with, it's totally different, because people associate everything with what I see on TV. I'm like, TV for that 30 minutes or 1 minute or the 1 hour television show,
right?
It's not a good representation of what we do on a daily basis. Yeah, there's a lot of time where we're doing reports, but when the calls are coming out, we're responding to them. It's just a different story, especially when you're trying to be that mediator and try to figure out what's going on, and then if you need to make an arrest, and we take someone to jail, do we give them a citation or release them so they show up at court on a later date? We're making all these decisions split second, like, what's the best benefit? Is it a public safety issue? Is it a educational issue? So we wear many hats.
Yeah, I was going to say just that quite frequently your guys are wearing many hats, aren't they?
They are.
Yeah. Let's take a break. We do want to remind you that, Wednesday is Winning Wednesday here. Two times during the show, the first caller calls in 702-298-1063. You win a $25 gift certificate for Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City. In case you'd like to eat for free or discount, that's going to happen on Wednesday. We'll take a break. We're going to be right back. Stick around. Don't forget, Paul LaVoy's up next. And, again, he's going to have Buster Johnson in the studio after the top of the hour.
Your dream wedding, shower, reunion, or corporate event can come true at Laughlin Ranch, Arizona's premier golf course, clubhouse, and spa. Minutes from the Laughlin Strip, Laughlin Ranch offers stunning views of the Black Mountains, great food and drink, flexible reception areas inside and out. For celebrations of all sizes, learn more at LaughlinRanch.com or call 928-404-6006.
Risen Star Kennel is Mojave County's boarding standard of excellence, and where your pups are safe. You simply wouldn't leave your children in the hands of just anyone. The same goes for your furry four-legged family. Risen Star Kennel invites you to participate with your pups in their group dog training classes. From protection dog training to obedience and even certified for service animal training. Don't forget grooming. Risen Star Kennel is the standard. Visit RisenStarKennel.com or call 928-754-3006.
Hello, Chad Hansen here, CEO of Mojave Mortgage. You've heard everyone under the sun talk about low interest rates lately. In fact, interest rates are on the rise, and I want to help as many Mojave County homeowners take advantage of these low interest rates before they're gone forever. As I've said in the past, refinancing now is the biggest no-brainer in the history of no-brainers, and I still stand by that. Visit MojaveMortgages.com. That's MojaveMortgages.com. Mojave Mortgage, tall on integrity, short on fees.
NMLS number 1830581.
No one enjoys bugs in your home or office. You definitely don't want spiders or scorpions. Barron Pest Solutions can keep you from seeing bugs and spiders. Barron uses safe and effective products for inside and outside your home or office. Barron's certified technicians are trained to take care of your scorpions, sun spiders, ants, and rodents. And they use products safe for pets and children. Call Barron, 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality. Experience. Family. 758-5499.
Out of work? Looking for work? Working in an unhappy job? Your future starts right here in Mojave County at Mojave County. County government may just be the answer. There are jobs available in many departments. Sheriff, Superior Court, Assessor, Public Health, Public Works, Public Service opportunities. Come to our job fair, Tuesday, August 24th, County Building, 700 West Beale, Kingman, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Good pay, good benefits, good life.
And when I
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Little wings today for our bumper music. We're brought to you each and every day by ProFit Kitchen, the all-new healthy restaurant in Bullhead City in the Riverview Mall. Healthy breakfasts, healthy lunches, and healthy dinners. And you're going to find they're tasty, and they're good for you, and they fill you up. How is that possible? I don't know. You got to talk to Eric. He's the guy in charge. He has nitro coffees, organic teas, protein shakes, and meal prep solutions. Are you tired of that meal that you eat every day for lunch? Maybe you want something fresh, something that was custom made just for you. Go to their menu, ProFitKitchen.com, their website, and you can look at the menu and you can pick out what you want for lunch. Then you go in, you pay, or you call them up and you pay over the phone, and then you pick it up and you take it to work and you stick it in the refrigerator, and at lunch you pop it in the microwave. Oh man, you got this nice meal. They start at $8. You can't beat that. That's what Eric calls the TV dinner in 2021. Yeah. Hey, we're also brought to you by Barron Services, experts in pools, design, installation, and maintenance, experts in alarm systems, home or commercial, complete installation, repairs, replacements, and monitoring, experts in pest solutions, residential and commercial, and Barron uses products that are safe for your children and your pets. That's the most important thing right there. Call for scheduled treatments, or if you have a problem area, plus they do weed control. Call 758-5499. Arizona Comfort Solutions, it's going to get warmer this week. I just told you we're going to stair-step up to 113 by Friday. And so if it's not comfortable in your home or your office, you need to call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 758-2400. They have technicians in Bullhead City, Kingman, and California. They'll send them over. They can take care of any brand of thermostat, air conditioning, or swamp cooler, and get you cool. So call them, 758-2400. Legacy Rehab and Care Center, they continue to be a 4-star rated facility by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. They continue to constantly sanitize, and they test everyone in the building for COVID as required. Legacy services include physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapy. Plus, it's a skilled nursing facility. If you know someone who might need those services, call 758-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. We're back in the studio now with Lieutenant John Savino from the Mojave County Sheriff's Office. And nice job, Paul. And we're talking the Mojave County Sheriff's Office, and he's the river lieutenant. You never thought you'd give me a river lieutenant.
Right.
In the river district covering Fort Mojave, Mojave Valley, and Havasu, and all the area in between.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got all that desert area in between, huh?
Oh, we do.
Yeah. And like you were mentioning earlier about search and rescue, those guys are volunteers, and those guys are out frequently looking for someone who's lost.
They are. We have a sergeant and a detective assigned to the search and rescue division for our office, but the search and rescue division is mostly made up of volunteers, and we couldn't be successful without them because we have so many people that live in all three city
right.
areas. That when we have a major incident, we call them, and these guys have spent a lot of time with our agency. They have a lot of training from rope rappelling to short hauls with the helicopters. So they get to do a whole bunch of fun stuff and training, swift water rescue, because the county is so large that if something happens, we just don't have the power, the manpower to respond to.
Right.
But some of these people just have so much experience, and like other agencies have such a division, it's something that they can volunteer. They have a regular career or they're retired, and they want to do something.
Help out.
And this is one thing they can do to help out. And when we call, they're usually there, relatively quick. And they do a fine job doing tracking when someone goes out in the desert and gets lost. And they get on the track in the desert, and they find them. And both good and bad scenarios. But, without them, we couldn't be as successful as we've been lately. So,
I bet. You, how many dogs do you have assigned to the River District?
Currently, we have one canine that's assigned to our district. He's out of Lake Havasu. We're looking to get, because we recently retired one of our dogs.
Oh, okay.
That was in our Mojave Valley area. So we're looking for a deputy to put an interest in to go to become a canine handler.
And that's so, a commitment for a deputy.
It is, because you just can't be something like I try out for a little bit. If it's not my thing and walk away,
yeah.
There's a commitment not only to yourself and the agency and the dog. Also, it's almost like a lifestyle. If you live with somebody, if you're married,
yeah,
you know, there's a lot of time you're going to dedicate to that dog and to work, you know, so it's something that you want to make sure that your other half is okay with.
Because, yeah. And your kids.
you develop a strong bond. That's your partner. You ride in the car with that dog, you know, 8, 10, 12 hours a shift, and then you're with them at home. So there's a strong bond between the handler and the dog, and they do amazing work. You know, the dog that's assigned to our district, I might be a little biased. I think he's our best dog. But, you know, he's very well disciplined, and
yeah,
he listens to his handler. Just it's incredible to watch how focused and driven he is. He does great at searching for, illegal drugs. He does great with, the bite work or the apprehension work.
Right.
And just amazing to watch. And he's a great dog. But, again, we were looking to increase our division.
I had the sergeant from the dogs in here several months ago. And, he was talking that, his dog goes home, goes in the crate. Boom.
Yeah.
He knows where he's going to be until he goes to work the next day.
Right.
And I said, well, don't your kids play with him? And he goes, nope, it's not a pet. It's a working dog. And I think everyone has a different perception. I know Jim McCabe, when he was a sergeant, he had a dog. And somewhere I have a picture of that dog hanging off my arm at a fire prevention fair one time when he brought him to the fair. But they are a working partner. And the deputy has the ability to release them from their vehicle at any point in time.
Right.
And their commands are given to them in a different language so that somebody else can't give them a command and expect them to do something.
Right.
Which is a real good safety factor, But and then they have to keep – they get together once a week and train together, don't they?
Yeah, so usually on a weekly basis or more, depends on how we can arrange things. They get together typically as a unit. They train either drugs or apprehension or a combination of both to maintain their certifications throughout the year and just for proficiency. You just can't have the dog sitting in the back seat all day until you use them. You got to maintain some training, and that's why they're so good at what they do. They're so obedient. When the dog gets sent out, if the handler tells them to sends out a recall, the dog will stop and come back or do what the handler tells them. And that's very important, because if we go after somebody and if someone gives up, the dog, it's not like he's got to be able to tell them to stop and disengage.
Yeah, once a guy gives up and raises his hand, you don't want the dog tackling him.
Absolutely.
So there is a lot to that commitment to say, I think I'll be a canine handler.
Yeah, it's something you just don't fall into. It requires typically a lot of training beforehand, and then if you get selected to be a canine handler, you go to the pretty much the canine academy, and it's about 2 months or so or longer, and they teach you on everything, how to train with the dog, use the dog, commands, everything of that nature. And then again, like I said, there's annual proficiencies and recertification every year to make sure that you're still proficient,
right,
and so is the dog. And the dog typically is in service 5, 6, 7 years, depending on how well he does health wise and
right,
and what he's been exposed to or not. But right now things are looking good, and I think we're going to have an opportunity to get another dog assigned to the River District. So.
Good. And the dog that retired, did the deputy keep him?
Yes.
Yeah. That's usually the way it works, isn't it?
Yeah, typically. He's a dog that, like I said, he rides with you all shift. He's living at your house.
Right.
And some people treat him more as a working dog, and some kind of make him more of a family – I wouldn't say a pet, but more of a family dog, even when they're still working with us.
Right.
It depends on – sometimes the dog's demeanor and attitude or whatnot. But, after the dog retires, typically the handler wants to keep
him
around.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
So.
And the dog and the handler have a relationship. I can remember years ago when I didn't have a email on my cell phone, I would go into my office in the morning, and my dog would follow me in there, and I'd turn on my computer, and I'd check my email, and the dog knew when I powered down my computer and he heard that noise, we were going to get up and walk out of the office. So as soon as he heard that noise, he knew to stand up and start to walk out, because I was going to get up and walk out behind him.
Right.
And so, and just like I used to tell kids with fire safety training, you know, they say, well, how is my dog going to get out of your house? You know, I said, well, your dog will get out. Your dog's going to know that he doesn't want to be in there with, you know, fire or smoke or anything like that. And they said, well, how's he going to learn that? I go, well, which one of you ever taught your dog when the doorbell rings there's somebody there? And they go, none of us taught the dog that. No, they learned that. Yeah. They picked that up. They realized, my dogs, we have the Ring camera.
Right.
So when my dogs hear on my phone, they go and start looking at the front door. Like we're going to get up and go out there and open the door.
Dogs, you know, animals, they're very smart. Smarter than what some people want to believe. But they pick up some certain traits and sounds and actions, especially, you know, when they hear the siren coming on in their patrol car.
Yeah.
They know something's happening. So yep. They kind of get worked up, and they think that might be time for them to go to work or there's something important that they're going to go do.
Yeah. So. And when they go to that work, they think they're playing.
It's
play for them.
It is. And their reward is for doing a good job is they get rewarded with their toy. So it's either like a piece of old fire hose or a Kong or something. And once they do what they're supposed to do, the reward is they're working for that. So they want to be obedient. They want to do whatever they can to get that. And
that's if they're doing drug searching or tracking somebody.
Right.
Yeah. And they love to track somebody.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
So that's always fun, and I've helped them in the past. And, you know, they're like, go out, you know, as far as you can. You know, you go walk, start walking in the desert or whatnot, and you start going to different areas. And, you know, you're hiding and doing your best to hide him. And that dog, he's tracking, and they find you no matter what. You know, inside building searches,
yep.
We had a great opportunity to use the Colorado Bell.
Ah.
So since it's been closed,
fantastic.
Our handler reached out to their their manager over there, and they got it approved, and our canine team had the opportunity to go over there, and it was a great opportunity because it's such a large building, different types of areas, and those dogs, it was just a new environment for them, and it worked out so well to have such a large facility to do different things like to simulate bedrooms with all the hotel rooms or the commercial areas or the open areas, and it worked out really well. So
well, and I know in the past, Bullhead Police Department uses like the schools during the summer or during the winter break,
right?
You know, because it is a real building that you can, you know, practice in. And so what do you feel right now in the River District between Havasu and Bullhead and whatnot? What do you think that the number one crime is that your guys are responding to? As you see the reports and whatnot.
We haven't had an overabundance of any particular type of calls or crimes that we've been responding to. There's just been a variety of everything.
So really. Nothing jumps out as number one.
And I don't want to say anything, so knock on wood.
Yeah.
But, you know, things are just kind of been pretty status quo, pretty common to have. You know, you're going to have a typical domestic disturbance every so often. You're going to have a typical random criminal damage or auto burglary or theft. But there's, you know, nothing right now that's going on, and I think it's due in part because these guys are pretty much staying on the street, and they're just driving around, and that presence being known is, I think, what helps to
keep
throw out the crime.
Keep it down,
yeah. They see our units cruising around all the time. They don't know if it's the same one or not, or, you know, how many people we have on the street at the time.
Burglar's going to leave,
They're going to leave, so.
All right, let's take another break. We're going to come back and chat some more. No one's called. You guys have no questions. Okay. You're listening intently. That's good. All right, let's take a break. Again, want to remind you, Paul LaVoy's up at the top of the hour. Buster Johnson, our chairman, chairman of the board. Yes, that was Frank Sinatra years ago, but now it's Buster Johnson. He's dropping by after the top of the hour. Stick around. We'll be right back after this.
Spot on Payment Processing takes the process out of payments, freeing up time to get back to business. Stop spending money worrying about increasing rates, contracts, and unexpected fees. Thane O'Brien with Spot On makes credit card acceptance the easiest. Electronic payment integration like Google and Apple Pay, transparent pricing, next day funding, no contracts, and saving incentives like the cash discount program, a Spot On exclusive. 35 years local, Thane O'Brien has your back. Email tobrien at spoton.com. TOBRIEN at spoton.com.
Where do you find the best insurance coverage for your home and autos, and at the best price? Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call Greg Idness and find out for yourself. He only sells you the protection you want and need. Sit down and let him show you. Farm Bureau Financial Services is all about protecting your family during a home emergency or vehicle collision. Call Greg and let him explain your benefits. Set your appointment now. Call Greg and his staff today. 763-8464. Farm Bureau. 763-8464.
Put money in your wallet by installing a high-efficiency heat pump. Heat pumps are the ideal all-in-one system for hot summers and mild winters to provide year-round comfort in your home while saving you money. Members may qualify for up to a $500 rebate by installing a new high-efficiency heat pump. Call our energy expert at 928-763-1100 or visit our website at MojaveElectric.com today to find out how you can start saving energy and money.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Meet me at a Loftman Outlet Center, the place for value and style. Come on, let's meet and really spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's no better getaway. See a movie, hit the food court, bring your family down. For all the best shopping, it's the best place in town. Something for everyone. Meet me at a Loftman Outlet Center, the place for value and style.
Have you heard the good news? Mojave Electric Cooperative is partnering with TWN Communications to bring you a fast internet solution using fiber optics. Whether you're streaming from home or need a customized solution for your business, we have a plan for you. To learn more and pre-register, visit MojaveElectric.com/broadband. That's MojaveElectric.com/broadband. Or call 888-227-2095.
Are you seeking a career opportunity in a healthcare setting where you can make a difference in the lives of others every day? The Legacy Rehab and Care Center is looking for compassionate, caring individuals to join our team. If you're a nurse, certified nursing assistant, work in environmental or dietary, we would love to meet with you. Apply online today at thelegacyrehab.com. Legacy Rehab and Care Center.
We're so sorry, Uncle Albert. We're so sorry if we caused you any pain.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative. Do you have your co-op connection card? You better. You save money at Advanced Animal Care. You save money at the Dive Shack, D'Angelo's Deli, Dandy's Donuts. You go to these places, why not save money? Bullhead Health Club, you know. Cold Stone, Bug Emergency, Buffalo Wild Wings, yeah, East West Financial Services. He's going to be a sponsor here next week. Yeah, First Chiropractic. You save money at these businesses, so all you got to do is get that co-op connection card, and it's free. Stop by their offices on Hancock Road and pick yours up today. Or call 763-1100. The Laughlin Outlet Mall. Oh, yes, we got three great restaurants downstairs. Upstairs, we have clothing stores, sports items, Levi's, sunglasses, chocolate, boots, vitamins, Pendleton's, shoes, hats, gifts, watches, art, vape products, and a thrift store. On the front of the building, we have a daycare for pets, a medical clinic, a dollar store, a nail salon, and a bar. And no, the mall's not for sale, and no, they have no plans to tear it down. In fact, there's a lot of big plans going on. Yeah, stick around. Hey, Walker Service Electric. Walker electricians are all over Mojave County every single day. If you have an electrical issue at your business or your home, or maybe you're thinking about building a new home, you need an electrician for that too. Yeah, or Highline Power, like a RV park. Pick up the phone and call 718-9444 because they'll take care of you. That's all there is. They've been in my house and taken care of two different issues for me. Yeah. I just call them up. They come over, and they look at it, and go, okay, that, da, 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 da. And then they call me and go, here's what it's going to cost. Okay, great. And they come over the next day. Boom, it's all done. Perfect. And they're available 24/7 if you have an emergency like that because, you know, emergencies for electricity don't happen just Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. So call. Put the number in your cell phone, 718-9444. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Are you hungry? Oh, the Ranch Bar, Ranch Club Bar and Grill at Laughlin Ranch. Oh, man, it satisfies all your cravings. Steaks, pastas, burgers, salads, plus happy hour, nightly specials, and a fabulous brunch on the weekends. Dine in or carry out. The public is always welcome at Laughlin Ranch Bar and Grill. See their entire menu at LaughlinRanch.com. All right, back in the studio. Here we got about four more minutes with the lieutenant. And what safety tips would you provide to the public out there when you look at all the reports that come through your deputies, because I know you see them all, and you think, wow, that could have been prevented had they done this, or that could have been prevented if they had done that. We talked earlier about people with all-wheel drive thinking it's four-wheel drive. But what other tips do you have that the public can pick up on and not be a criminal, and not be the victim of a crime?
There's so many things that we see happen. But a lot of it's, you know, self-awareness. You live in an area, for the most part, things are very safe, very crime-free. But, you know, you need to take it upon yourself. Don't leave valuables in your car, seen or unseen. Even if it's not the holidays, you know, people during the holidays, we tell them, don't leave packages visible, because that just gives an opportunity to someone to break in, because they don't know what it is. Is it a computer or is it a $3 stuffed toy?
Yeah.
We don't know. And the same thing is, you know, people sometimes will leave their wallet in the car overnight and it's parked in their driveway, or a handgun or something. You don't want to leave those things in the car. And we've even taken many reports where these items are in the car and they don't lock the car. They're like, well, yeah. I live in it. I get it. You may forget that I try to reassure myself every time, did I close the garage door? Did I lock the door? Did I leave anything? And I go back. And it might be one of those things, especially when you're talking about your wallet and all your personal effects in there. It could be victims of identity theft. You don't want to lose a firearm, obviously. That's an important thing. But same thing like with your house. You want to make sure it's locked and everything's secure. And a lot of times people think, I'm just going to run down to the Maverick really quick. I'm going to run over here really quick. I'll be gone in less than 5 minutes. But you know what? People in the neighborhood sometimes see that or know that so-and-so doesn't lock their front door or their screen door. And once they see you go, some of these people are the criminals. You know, it's a crime. They're committing a crime of opportunity. They see you leave really quick. And, you know, you're gone only 5 minutes, but guess what? In that two-minute time, three-minute time, that's when they've run in your house really quick and grabbed something or got a garage door opener to come back later. You want to make sure you take everything you can to secure yourself, to prevent yourself from becoming a victim.
Exactly. So. And I'm sure you have more tips and more information. How can the general public get in touch with deputies or yourself?
So if it's a non-emergency type of situation, they can just contact either if they live in our geographical area. So if they're in the Mojave Valley area or Far Mojave area, that's our Mojave Valley substation. And that phone number is for non-emergency would be area code 928-768-7055. If you live in the Lake Havasu area, our local substation number is area code 928-453-0745. And if you're in the Kingman or the Golden Valley area, the number out there is 928-753-0753. And that gets you put in touch with someone in your local area. A lot of times is our office assistant gets phone calls from people as far as up on the Arizona Strip, because when they Google Mojave County Sheriff's Office, our number pops up and they call us. And then we can kind of direct you, but if you want, you know, to speak to someone in your geographic area that might have more personal knowledge about what's going on or put you in touch.
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.